And welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450, WATA and 96.5 FM. Pleasant good morning to you. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Lots to get to today. First off, before we get into any news information, we would like to welcome a brand new sponsor onto this program. Mind Your Business is now presented by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. James Milner and his entire team, certainly one of the most active commercial realtors in the area, and we appreciate him working with the radio station here to sponsor this program. So now each and every week, Mind Your Business will be presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. We look forward to having Mr. Milner in here in the near future to talk about the commercial real estate needs, property management needs you may have, and how he and his team can help answer some of those questions. So you will hear plenty about Appalachian Commercial Real Estate here in the next few weeks and months and hopefully years. And we again thank James and his team for their sponsorship of this program. A lot to get to today. First off, as a guest, we have Lauren Brown from A Designer's Touch. Fantastic opportunity to talk with somebody that started a relatively new business, brand new business, as a matter of fact, and has had just an absolute a perfect storm of opportunity meeting her abilities, meeting success, and we can't wait to share that story with you and also tell you about the services that she can provide from a design situation for your home, for your rental home, your second home. You know, if you're like James Milner, you've got four or five homes, and she could outfit all of them. So we'll talk about that story here coming up. There are a lot of things on our mind today from a community standpoint, certainly with the announcement yesterday that Appalachian State will be extending spring break and will then be moving to online classes. There are some ripple effects that that news will have throughout our business community. I think the thing that we would like to communicate this morning, and we will be sending out some correspondence later today that will echo this, is to basically keep Boone healthy. Right. So the idea here is to listen to the local health department when it comes to the things in terms of cleanliness, washing your hands, avoiding huge gatherings. And a lot of these gatherings are starting to get chopped off the schedule, postponed, altered. And we will have some of that, I'm sure, as well. But do the things that App Healthcare has been telling us to do and our local healthcare providers have been telling us to do for weeks now. Be vigilant with your own personal health and safety. At the same time, business continues as usual, right? The community's not going to roll up the doors or gates aren't going to swing shut. We need to take care of our neighbors. Next week is going to be an unanticipated low-volume week in our business community. So when you have the opportunity to do so, please make as many local purchasing decisions as possible with your local community businesses. These are your neighbors. These are the folks that we want to have them open and doors wide open in June, July, August. We need to help them through this time as well. This is not only necessarily a business spending issue. It becomes a staffing issue a little bit as well as App State's break has extended. And that means that maybe businesses won't be able to staff up as quickly or will have to get creative in how they operate. So again, urge you, as you can, make those local purchasing decisions. If you need coffee at the store, there are an abundance of coffee shops in this town that you could maybe go buy that purchase from. It may cost you a couple extra bucks, but understand that you are helping keep these local businesses that help create our community and keep that identity, what we know and love, stay afloat at a time where there's an unexpected downturn. So hopefully we'll bounce back quickly, and we are eagerly awaiting some information from some sources that we look forward to sharing later today in terms of community resilience and just keeping things moving. But I can tell you this, the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce is operating business as usual. We are going to continue to do so to help support our business community and whatever it is they need from a messaging perspective, sharing of information, different hours, whatever it happens to be. We're going to be here for business communities, whether they're members or not. We want to make sure that you have the information that you need to make those purchasing decisions, and we want to make sure the business community has an avenue to be able to get that information out. So that is that. Now, I can tell you this. We have reached out to the town of Boone. We have reached out to the folks at We Can So You Can. At this point in time, as of 10:10 this morning on Thursday, there have been no schedule alterations communicated to us with the St. Patrick's Day Parade or Rail Jam. My advice to you is to just keep your eye on those two events. If they go off, they will go off because they have been deemed safe to do so. I know that both organizers are working with local officials to make the best decision possible. If there is a schedule change, we will certainly be one of many outlets communicating that. And you can listen right here to AM 1450 WATA, and they'll be communicating those things as well. But for right now, no changes to those schedules. I will say that this community will get an A for flexibility over the next couple of weeks as things start to change from a schedule alteration perspective. Just understand that you may be impacted by an event that's canceled today or postponed today, but you may have to be the one postponing or canceling something tomorrow. So let's just be human and understand that things are a little bit fluid right now. We will likely have an alteration to make to our business after hours schedule, waiting to get all the final words on that for next week. And we'll communicate that a little bit later this afternoon once we get all of that dealt with. So, hey, you know, things happen. Can't always predict it, but we know that we are a strong, tight-knit community, and we'll help each other out. And we look forward to being part of the vehicle that will help do that. So, with all of that said, we're going to take a time out. We're going to come back, talk happier things. Now that you've got maybe some downtime, and you're standing in your house, and you're like, hey, I'd like to change the look up a little bit here. We've got somebody that can help you do that. Lauren Brown from A Designer's Touch joins us next here on Mind Your Business, presented today by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services. Navigating the complicated world of commercial real estate can feel overwhelming. You need an advocate in your corner, someone you can trust with education and experience. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate can guide you through the process. Whether you're buying, leasing, or selling your commercial property, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate simplifies the process. With new property management services, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate can take your property ownership to the next level. Visit online appalachiancre.com.
Now is the time to invest in a new coat or jacket while they're on sale. During Watsonata's annual coat sale, heavyweight down, fur or wool, medium weight cinch, Ariat, and Roper jackets constructed with a wind and water resistant outer shell. And for spring weather, Watsonata keeps an amazing selection of men, women, and children's pullovers, online denim, and waterproof rain jackets. Come visit downtown Boone's longest operating retail store, Watsonata Western World, serving the high country for 50 years.
Anderson 400 Series windows and doors are known for style, quality, and choice. These wood-clad products have a long history of quality and durability. This series offers the broadest range of windows and door types of all the Anderson lines. With DP ratings suitable for commercial applications, these windows and doors also are a great choice for commercial projects where the beauty of wood is required for the interior and a low-maintenance, durable exterior finish is preferred. Stop by New River Building Supply to learn why Anderson is the most trusted and recommended brand of windows and patio doors among residential contractors and builders. 2018 Brand Survey of U.S. Residential Contractors and Builders.
When it comes to your vehicle's health and performance, SRS Tire and Auto are the ones you can trust. Their ASE Certified Master Technicians provide superior customer service and quality work at reasonable prices with warranties for 24,000 miles or 24 months. Offering tires from Goodyear to Falcon, alignments and performance upgrades, SRS Tire and Auto provides complete automotive care in a comfortable, family-friendly setting. Make an appointment today at 644 Highway 105 Extension in Boone, or visit srstire.com.
Winter storms can lead to power outages, but you can stay connected with Blue Ridge Energy. Simply enroll in outage texting or download our mobile app to report an outage and to track its status. Learn more at blueridgeenergy.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show is brought to you by Peak Insurance, a nationwide agency providing auto, home, and business. Call us at 828-264-8777 for more information. Nationwide is on your side. Products underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, our program now presented by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Speaking of real estate, we all have something, right? We either own something, rent something, we stay somewhere. And a lot of times we walk into that somewhere and you know, you walk in the door, you don't necessarily look around. Other times you say, like I had a situation the other day, my daughter walks into my office and she says, Dad, your pictures have been in the same place for 3 years now, let's move them. So 2 hours later, we left and all the pictures were moved. But sometimes it can be a bigger project than that. You may walk into that room in your house or your office and you say, I've had enough, I've got to change up the look. So who do you go to when you have those needs? Well, we've got one of those sources here right now. Lauren Brown from A Designer's Touch, brand new design business here in town, handling all of your interior needs commercially, handling those needs from your home perspective. Maybe it's a second home you're trying to update, everything in between there. Lauren is one of the industry pros now in our area that can help you with that. A brand new business in our area and a first timer here on Mind Your Business. So, Lauren, first of all, welcome to the program. Welcome to the business community. I think the first question is, what led you down this road? You have a deep professional understanding in furniture and interior design and all of the things that make that work. What made you say, hey, you know what? I want to go out on my own and start my own business in a new place and try to tackle some of these challenges.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, David, for having me here. And I can't thank you and the Chamber enough for everything that you've done. For me, with my new business, I actually just launched it a month ago, but I joined the Chamber, I think it was like 3 or 4 months ago.
That's right.
You and Wisteria and your team just opened your arms and just said, hey, we want to help you. We love to help all businesses. We love to help new businesses. And what can we do? And here's what we can do for you. And I, at the time, you know, I didn't start my business, my design company, with a small business loan. I just did it on my own. What happened is I've my experience is 30 years in the industry. I sort of took a sabbatical about 2.5 years ago. I didn't think that I was going to open up my design firm, you know, at 65 years old. But last June, I kind of had an aha moment, or a God wink, as you call it. I said, okay, you know, what else is going to happen in my life? I believe I've been born to help people, number one, and also I have been blessed with a gift to design, and I've been blessed with a gift to passionately help other people. So the two, I said, you know, I believe that I needed to get back into what I love and what I'm passionate about. So I said, oh my gosh, I think I'm just going to start my own company, but how do I do it? Because I had never owned my own company. I'd always worked for dealers in High Point and Hickory and, you know, the major dealers. So to start my own business, I didn't know where to go. So you know what I did? I said, I've got to join the Chamber. I chose Boone Chamber. They're all wonderful chambers, but I chose Boone because of Wisteria and to be honest, because of wonderful things I'd heard about you, David. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So thinking about how you help people, you've got a catalog inside your mind. And I heard you recently rattling some of these things off. 30 years in the industry of knowing vendors, knowing types of products, knowing what products fit where. I'm sure that you probably don't walk into a room and don't redesign it in your mind. But how do you translate that to being able to work with a customer that says, I just don't like the look, but I can't tell you what I do like? What's your process from that to help them tell you what it is they ultimately want?
Well, what I've always done this. When people used to fly into High Point before the internet, right? They'd fly in or drive in from all over the world, and we'd sit down. We'd have an appointment. We'd sit down, and I'd say, okay, let's just sit for a few minutes. I want to get to know you. I want to just ask you some questions. And don't worry about, why is she asking me that? I ask you, you know, what are your favorite colors that you like that feel good to you? Don't worry about what it's going to look like when I finish, but I take notes. You know, what do you love? What feels good to you? Does the nature feel good to you? Do you like this? Do you like? I get to know the person, and actually within about 5 to 10 minutes, believe it or not, I really feel like I know that couple, that person, and their style, because I've asked them questions and they're comfortable, because they don't feel like, oh gosh, I'm going to say the wrong answer. I'm just going to say, oh, just tell me how you feel about this. How do you want your room to feel? I can visualize after about 5 to 10 minutes, believe it or not, what style that feels good to them, what colors are going to feel good to them, and bring it all together. So I've been blessed with that, and I that's how I do it, and I do that today. I'll send a questionnaire maybe to someone if they've contacted me, and basically they're going to answer those questions. But I like to sit down and talk to the person, and, you know, and in person.
Lauren Brown joining us from A Designer's Touch here on Mind Your Business this morning. And I think that's another one of those daunting things that people just don't, maybe you don't do this every day, so it's not ingrained in your process. But from the time that you have that initial conversation to the time that you start actually working with vendors to deliver those goods, what kind of window is the ultimate when you're talking about redesigning a room or planning a layout for a new house or something along those lines?
You mean how long will it take?
Yeah, how long from like that first conversation right. to I'm sitting on my sofa, does it usually take for you to work through some of these things and get pieces ordered and ultimately
right.
deliver that?
Well, in the furniture industry, it takes at least 3 months after you order furniture or accessories, at least, and maybe longer now because of everything that's going on. But it's at least 3 months. Then you have to allow for a couple of weeks after that for delivery time, whether they're here locally, whether they're out of state. So I usually tell people once we've ordered something, you know, we're looking at about 4 months. So that's why it's so important to do that now. You know, so many people, you know, it's the springtime. They're ready. They're going, okay, now I want to focus on my home and making it, you know, beautiful. And I've got these ideas, but I want it to happen now. Well, it's not going to happen now. But we have to start now, though, if you want it for the summer. And that's another great thing I wanted to share with you. Right now is free delivery around the country from Hickory Furniture Mart. And that's something that, which really helps a lot.
Well, it's so important to have somebody help you coordinate some of these things, too, because, again, we're not all used to ordering furniture, redesigning rooms, paint schemes, what have you. It's important to have somebody that knows the timing, the trends, the policies, and can help you be as efficient as possible with changes like this to your home or business. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back with more with Lauren Brown of A Designer's Touch, new chamber member here, talking about just how she got it all started so quickly and has had such success. We're going to get into that part of the story next. Here on Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce and our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Do you love flying? Do you have a sparkling personality? Do you look great in green? With 400,000 prizes from $75 to $1,000, Extreme Cash has so many prizes, it's like magic. And we need you for a prize team that's a little out of the ordinary. We're hiring Extreme Cash Fairies, an elite group equipped with wings and wands to deliver all the cash. Applicants must be able to carry Extreme Cash prizes from $40 up to $1 million and be cleared for winged flight across North Carolina. Duties include, but are not limited to, creating magical moments. And of course, exchanging winning Extreme Cash tickets for more than $109 million in total prizes. Proficiency in magic wand waving is preferred. If you aren't predisposed to magical tendencies, you can find Extreme Cash scratch-offs at lottery retailers near you. And with this many prizes to win, you just might get a visit from the Cash Fairy. Must be 18 to play. Approximate overall odds of winning are 1 in 4.21. Problem gambling helpline 877-718-5543.
The Schaefer Center presents LA Theater Works 7. Tuesday, March 24th, 7 p.m. at the Schaefer Center for the Performing Arts. This powerful documentary play by seven female playwrights is based on personal interviews with seven remarkable women who faced life-threatening obstacles before bringing heroic changes to their home countries. Admission is free to all. Reserve your complimentary ticket today by calling 828-262-4046.
At Friendship Honda, we've decided there isn't anything we can say about ourselves that's as good as what our customers say about us. Our customers remind us time and time again that we have the friendliest sales staff, that there's never any pressure, and that we have the best prices and customer service. So you see, we don't have to say it because our customers already do. So visit Friendship Honda in Boone, where we make friends one deal at a time.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business this morning here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, presented to you today by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber, talking with Lauren Brown, new business, A Designer's Touch, interior design for commercial, for residential, everything in between. Lauren, we were just talking during the break about the fact that you know, you work with people in a variety of different places, right? So it's, I want to remodel a room in my existing house, or I'm building a house, and already in a short period of time, you've created a wonderful relationship with some of the tried and true members of our construction community to get into these conversations as quickly as possible. How are you able to help people in that way?
Well, one of my services that I provide is that I work with clients that are building new home construction, where it could be that the builder has contacted me and said, Lauren, my clients would really like for you to be their designer to help with all their selections. Or it could just be the buyer, the home buyer or builder, not the builder, but, you know, the client, yeah. They've actually contacted me. And I just had someone contact me about 2 months ago or less, maybe a month ago. And she had met me a year ago. They were from New Jersey and they were going to be building a home. And I didn't know at that time I wasn't going to have my own company. They just, you know, we just met. Anyway, they contacted me and I'm doing all of their selections for their new home construction. So the builder has actually given them just the budget. You know, this is how much we have for tile. This is how much we have for your appliances. This is how much we have. And then they were basically going to be going, okay, here you go. Now what do we do? So I've done that with them. I've been their designer for the entire phase, all the phases, and then we'll go into home furnishings next.
I think it's something that comes out immediately, and from the time we first met you, you're big on relationships, and this is a relationship-based business. You have to trust a person that is making these types of decisions for you, especially because, you know, these are big picture items, and you don't just change these things every day. So with that, If you've got a client that's ready to take that plunge and wants to work with you, how are some ways that they can interface with you in terms of everything from that initial contact to how you actually help bring them to market and let them see some of what's out there and available?
Well, as far as taking clients to market, I actually have only done that one time. If it's something that they're interested in, I know which manufacturers that I should go look at for them. And that's something that, because of my extensive experience, 30 years in the industry, where we had to know 500 brands of furniture and accessories like the back of our hand. So we knew when someone said, hey, I'm looking for this style, you know, I have like a Rolodex in my mind and I go, okay, this manufacturer is going to give us this style at this budget. This manufacturer is going to have the fabrics that this client loves. But as far as taking them to market, I really don't do a lot of that, but taking them to the Hickory Furniture Mart. I have a service called Luxury Designer for the Day, bringing clients to the Hickory Furniture Mart. I just don't take them there ahead of time. We've had probably a two-hour consultation, and I'll know their style, what they're looking for, and then we will, I'll know their budget. I'll know everything that I need to show them and design, which manufacturers I need to design with. And then we'll go to the Mart, and I'll already have hooked a designer there at whichever showroom that I've already made an appointment with, because I know that's where I'm going to take them. So we're not just walking in there with 500 showrooms and people walking, you know, you're walking around going, okay, now what? I don't know where to go. So I'm their designer. I help them select everything and, you know, make sure that they're getting the best possible pricing, best possible service, everything, because that is what I'm passionate about.
Lauren Brown visiting with us from A Designer's Touch here on Mind Your Business this morning. People intrigued, how can they get a hold of you?
My phone number is 336-688-0358. My website is A Designer's Touch by Lauren.com, and you can follow me on Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook.
And I know that we, in kind of closing here, we got about 90 seconds or so. The way that you've been able to get into the community and make those relationships, there may be other folks, might not be interior design, but it may be that business passion of theirs. Any advice on how to start something from scratch and have, you know, obviously you've had great success, but I know that you had to take a plunge, if you will. What's your advice to those folks?
Absolutely. For anyone who has a passion, a desire in their heart, that they know that this is their gift and talent, and they're thinking, oh, I shouldn't do it now because of, you know, economy or this or that. Don't do that. Definitely jump in, join your chambers, get involved in your community, research whatever the profession is that you're wanting to your company that you want to start, Google everything, get involved. You got to get into social media. I didn't know a thing about Instagram. I didn't even know what a hashtag was.
And now you were taking pictures in here like you were.
Yeah,
been doing
I know.
It all your life.
I know, and I think I've got like 1,200 followers. I'm
Laura
going
brings
wow.
Her own paparazzi.
Yes, really.
Well, we certainly are very proud of everything that you've accomplished. It's been great to get to know you from the conceptualization of your idea and seeing all the success you've had in a very short period of time. We know this is only the beginning. So congratulations on getting started well. We look forward to sending more business your way, and we really appreciate your time here today.
And thank you so much for everything, David.
All right. That's Lauren Brown from A Designer's Touch joining us here on Mind Your Business. Quick note for you, just getting word from the town of Boone that as of right now, they are going to be issuing a statement that they're going to cancel the St. Patrick's Day Parade for this weekend. Out of an abundance of caution, you'll see that press release following here in a moment, but the St. Patrick's Day Parade by the town of Boone has been canceled at this point. They'll have a release out here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned to WATA for any other schedule changes that may occur this weekend and in the coming weeks. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business, presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. We'll join you right back here, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning. You are-